So we're talking about lack of diversity in STEM fields and, you know, kind of focusing in on the Hispanic and Latinx communities. You sent over some really interesting sources.
Yeah, definitely a lot of eye-opening data out there.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess maybe a good place to start is, like, what exactly are we looking at here? You know, what kind of sources are we diving into for this deep dive?
Well, we've got a great starting point with this U.S. Department of Labor data. It gives us a really, really broad nationwide view of earnings. And the really important thing here is it's broken down by race and ethnicity. So we can start to get a clearer picture of the disparities that exist.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So what kind of things are we seeing, like, right off the bat when we look at this data?
Well, the numbers paint a pretty stark picture, unfortunately. Nationally, Hispanic Latinx workers earn $0.73 for every $1 earned by white workers. Yeah, it's a significant gap, and it really kind of sets the stage for this whole conversation about equity in STEM.
Yeah, for sure. And it's, you know, it's one thing to talk about it in theory, but seeing those numbers really hits home.
Absolutely. And it's not just a story about one or two states. This trend persists across the entire country, which really highlights the systemic nature of these disparities.
Right. It's not just an anomaly. So we're seeing this broad wage gap. And then on top of that, we have this other source. It's an article from bestcolleges.com. And they kind of zoom in on the STEM workforce specifically. And it gets even more concerning here.
Oh, absolutely.
What did they find?
So they found that Hispanics Latinx make up 17% of the total workforce, but only 8% of STEM workers.
Wow, so it's like a double whammy almost?
Oh, exactly. And then that's a critical point because STEM fields, you know, with their focus on science, technology, engineering, and math, they're often associated with higher earning potential.
Huh.
So not only are Hispanic Latinx workers facing this broader wage gap that we talked about, but they're also being left behind in the very fields that offer greater economic opportunity. And that has implications for their families and communities for years to come.
Yeah, it's generational almost. Like, it's not just impacting individuals. It's impacting entire communities and their potential for growth.
Exactly.
And I think what's really interesting about this Department of Labor data is it lets us get even more granular. Like, we can bring this issue right to our listeners' doorstep. So for you listening in listener state, the disparity is state-specific data from DOL's source. Mm. So it's not just a national issue. It's happening right in your backyard.
Absolutely. And that really begs the question, why? What factors are contributing to this gap, both nationally and in listener states specifically?
Right, because it's one thing to identify the problem, but then we need to figure out, like, what's at the root of this.
Exactly. And the Best Colleges article points to several contributing factors. But one that really stands out is the lower STEM degree attainment rates among Hispanic Latinx students.
So it's not just about, like, the paycheck, right? It's about access to the education and training that you need to even get into those fields.
Exactly. It's those systemic barriers that prevent access.
And then there's the whole issue of the digital divide,
yeah,
which might not be something that people immediately think of, but it plays a huge role.
Absolutely. I mean, imagine trying to learn to code without reliable internet access or even a computer at home. That's the reality for a lot of people facing the digital divide, and it puts them at a significant disadvantage from the very beginning.
Right. It's like trying to compete in a race, but you're starting several steps behind everyone else.
Exactly. And access to technology and quality education from a young age is crucial for shaping those career paths, and those opportunities, unfortunately, aren't always available to everyone.
Right. And that's a huge part of the problem.
Yeah.
It's tough. You know, because you can be capable and you can have the drive. But if the system itself is holding you back, it's really hard to overcome that.
Yeah. And it's not just those structural barriers either. This also has a real impact on confidence and aspirations. And you can really see this in a report from the Student Research Foundation. Best Colleges actually cites this report in their article.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So they found that Hispanic women, even those with high grades, often have really low confidence in their STEM ability.
Oh.
Just kind of heartbreaking when you think about it.
Yeah, because it's like, even when they're excelling, there's still this, like, invisible barrier.
Exactly. It's that implicit bias that's so pervasive.
Right, like those subtle messages that tell them maybe they don't belong here.
Exactly. And it can really undermine even the brightest minds.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. At least Best Colleges doesn't just leave us with a bunch of problems. They also highlight some potential solutions that colleges and universities are implementing.
Yeah, and it's really encouraging to see these institutions stepping up
and
taking a more proactive approach.
Right, like actually putting things into action.
Exactly. One example that really stood out to me was Maryville University.
Mm.
They're offering cybersecurity training specifically for Hispanic Latinx students.
Oh, okay. I've heard about that.
Yeah. It's a really cool program because cybersecurity is a field with huge demand right now.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're not just talking about diversity. They're actually creating those pathways for students to thrive in a really lucrative and impactful field.
I love that. Because it's one thing to say, oh yeah, we support diversity, but it's another thing entirely to actually put resources behind it and create real opportunities.
Right. It's about action, not just words.
Exactly. And what I find particularly interesting about Maryville's approach is that they focus on both technical skills and career readiness. So it's not just about teaching students how to code, it's about giving them the tools and the confidence to actually navigate the professional world.
Absolutely. It's about that holistic support system.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about the systemic barriers, we've talked about some of the solutions being implemented, but before we wrap up, I want to touch on this other source you shared. It's from DQYDJ.com, and they give us some really interesting income data broken down by race.
Yeah, that's a fascinating one.
And they even look at the top 1% of earners.
Right. And I think it's important to celebrate achievement wherever we see it. But this data also reveals a pretty stark reality. In 2023, the top 1% income for Hispanic Latinx individuals was $230,008.
Okay.
Now, that might sound like a lot of money.
Yeah.
But when you compare it to the top 1% income for white individuals in the same year,
yeah,
which was significantly higher, it really highlights that persistent income inequality that exists. Even at the very highest levels.
Right. So even within that top 1%, there are still these huge disparities. It's kind of like success isn't equal even within the same group. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It highlights the importance of equity at all levels.
For sure. For sure. Like everyone needs that equal footing. Absolutely. Otherwise, it's like we're not really addressing the root of the issue.
And that's what makes these conversations so important. You know, we've looked at all this data. We've seen the disparities. But what can we actually do about it? And that the source is focused a lot on like institutional solutions. But I think this deep dive wouldn't be complete without kind of turning the lens inward.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Like, what can our listeners do? What can you do as an individual to make a difference?
Right. Because we can talk about statistics and systemic issues all day, but it ultimately comes down to action.
Exactly.
So what can people do in their own communities to support Hispanic and Latinx students interested in STEM?
Well, sometimes even small actions can have a ripple effect. Like mentoring a student or volunteering at a local school, even donating to a scholarship fund that supports underrepresented students.
Yeah. Those are all great ideas. And I think just having conversations about this is huge, too. Like even just bringing awareness to the issue among your friends and family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it starts with awareness, but it can't end there.
Right. We have to turn that awareness into action.
Yeah.
Well said. Well, this has been a really insightful deep dive.
Yeah, it really has.
Now, we've covered a lot of ground and uncovered some hard truths.
We have, but I think the important thing is that we're having these conversations.
Absolutely. So to our listeners out there, keep asking those tough questions, keep learning, and keep diving deep. Until next time.